fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the 23rd day of May, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. We'll get you right in here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hat, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of today is one I've never given before that I can recall. I've been doing this a long time. There's 2 products. I don't offer these for sale. Maybe I should put them on my Amazon products, but I haven't done so. This has to do with poison ivy. I've had poison ivy multiple times. One time it almost put me in the hospital. These 2 products, one you put on before exposure, the other after exposure. And they do sell on Amazon. Your local pharmacy may have them also. The one before exposure is IVX. That's India Victor Yankee X-ray. IVX. You smear that on areas that could be exposed to poison ivy, depending on how you're, what you're doing. And just go ahead and conduct your activity. After exposure, the product uses Tech New. It's Tango Echo Charlie November Uniform, Tech New. You get in from exposure, remove all your clothing, make sure the clothing goes in straight into the laundry, and then smear this stuff on the exposed areas before you take your shower. And I've been doing this for a number of years. It works for me. Poison ivy will ruin your whole day and actually ruin for about 2 weeks worth of days, quite frankly. So that's your prep tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. He's one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils to your life like I do and like he does will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Leon.
I'm here.
There you are. I hear you now. Hear you now.
Okay.
Any closer to getting a landline at your place?
I don't know. Now, I'll definitely tell you when I hear about it, but as of now.
Okay.
About the poison ivy, I had a Marine who actually a Marine and a Special Forces guy. Two different guys, both at the Roby event recently, and one he went really bad, and he said he's never been so sick. And he was Special Forces E9, a Marine, and he says I've never had it that bad. And then yesterday, Sunday, the soft guy I worked with, you know, he showed me his wrists as well, and he was pretty bad. So yeah, we just cut down some trees recently, and they had poison ivy. And I look at all the trees around here, and I can't believe how prominent poison ivy is here in the state. So I agree with you.
It is. There's a fortunate few people who don't get it. Are you one of those fortunate people?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it. I'm not going to go test it.
Oh, well. There's two plants, poison ivy and poison oak. They're both equally bad. I'm not sure one's worse than the other. But, it's been probably 20-something years ago. I had poison ivy so bad, more like 22, 23 years ago. My wife took photographs of me. I looked like I'd been in a biological warfare attack. My eyes were almost swollen shut. Open, oozing, bleeding wounds on both arms, and other places. It's nothing to be taken lightly. It really isn't. It can be very debilitating.
I can see how you could use that to especially around if you had to make your own a sniper hide to put that around there for anyone trying to sneak up on you. They'd have to cross over it, along with your other booby traps and other trip wires.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't have an immediate effect. It would be the next day before they knew they were exposed. See, when you're trying to slow down or hinder people, you probably want something that has an immediate effect, not something that takes place a day later. But, we have poison ivy is a plant that really takes off and grows quite well in our area, and poison oak to a lesser extent, but it's out there also. Leon, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to take pictures of the leaves and go do some reconnaissance to find out where it is so I can start to eliminate more of it. And the other thing I was going to say is at the Roby event this weekend, there were probably maybe 200 people, but there's one couple who had showed up, and they said, oh, they heard about you on the radio. We've been listening for years, and they moved from New Mexico. It was a mother and her husband and a child. I'm sorry, and children. And she's 22 years old. And so they're from New Mexico, and we talked a bit, and we had a lot in common. They'd been to Israel for 6 months, and what was really nice is they had a chance to meet many other people, and they're looking for 10 acres of land. And I connect them with some people, and then I think they know about your radio. Your connection with the prepper expert or expertise that your realtor has that can assist them in finding the 10 acres. And they didn't want to start on raw land. So it was nice to meet people who heard about it and actually showed up. And they're over by Branson. So, they're praying about where they want to go. Yes.
Branson is a beautiful area. Well, good, good. So I'm glad you were able to meet those folks. Well, on the geopolitical scene, everything continues to move forward and become more freakish and more bizarre on the cultural war, doesn't it?
Yes. Matter of fact, did you see that Marjorie Taylor Greene? She, no relation, but she has started impeachment proceedings on Joe Biden.
Right. And several others that need to be impeached. It's not getting major news attention, and I haven't looked at it that carefully myself. Is she on the House? Is she on the appropriate committee to file those kind of impeachment charges? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I just saw it was started, and a friend sent me and said, and it began. So I was thinking how they would. They would roll out new false flags to distract people, but, they're going to keep pumping, the next three criminal indictments or at least attempts on Donald Trump. And so I was just thinking this is more of a diversion that they're going to use to try to prevent any more light put on, the Hunter Biden issue, along with I mean, look what happened when the pipeline blew up, and then there was released by Seymour Hersh about, you know, his connection and all the things that occurred then. So you know, that's when the China balloon scandal came down. So, you know, if he gets anywhere near a impeachment, I would anticipate a large false flag that's just going to roll out really quickly, because they can't. You know, I know they want to get rid of him specifically, but Gavin Newsom is even worse. And so I'm just looking at, you know, what are the machinations that they're going to roll out.
Well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? Yeah. And we got open lines. Somebody's got a question or comment at 512-248-8252.
Doterra does have some options. I was going to tell you about Purify Oil and lavender. Lavender is a great antihistamine and is great for itching. And so, you know, I thought about touching it just as an experiment, but my attitude is eventually I'll run into it, just like you run into all the other bugs and things like that around here. And so, you know, rather than tempt it, I'd rather just wait till it happens and then use it. But those two oils work very well for itching and, touching yeah. a...
And the peppermint's good for skin issues as well, isn't it?
Yeah, along with Melaleuca, that they call it the first aid oil for skin. Mm-hmm. So, but probably the best for any itching or any histamine is lavender oil.
All right. Well, the war in Ukraine continues. We'll probably be talking more about that during the Tuesday morning roundtable. But apparently this Bakhmut city that captured by the Russians is a pretty big deal. There's major rail lines converge there, roads converge there. It's a very important place strategically. And the Russians, I was listening to an audio recording of this U.S. Army colonel retired this morning. He laid it out pretty well, where it looks like the Russians are playing this game correctly in terms of killing off as many Ukrainians as possible with the tactics they're using. Don't sell the Russians short. I think that would be a wise thing, don't you think, Leon?
They are a military superpower, you know, for ignorance. So, I mean, and when they talk about 3D and 4D and 10D, chess, like they're talking about that with Trump. The, you know, he was also a KGB director. I mean, Biden has been on all these committees. I don't believe he has any military experience. So everybody who's involved in Milley is a dismal military strategist and even tactician. So, you know, he was the one who called the Chinese and said, yeah, if Trump does anything, I'm going to call you. So I don't think, you know, strategy is something this regime has any other than illegal, you know, voting and vote fraud. That's the only thing. Oh, talking about fraud this weekend, I don't know if you heard about it, but Apple had a huge calamity. And so and this has been going on for 3 or 4 years, but I got hit on Saturday 35 times. A total of $2,300 were extracted from my account. And I could not, and this is using a debit card. So right now I'm just going to get one, and then I'm going to just have a card that's completely offline that I'm just going to, but this is the motivation of going cash, using cash only, because, you know, they're in the process of giving me provisional credit. But for anybody, when I called Apple, they said, yeah, we've had hundreds and hundreds of calls this weekend. So I just want to tell people, protect themselves when you're online. My ex had gone to a gas station, and she got burned with one of the gas skimmers where the card looked similar to a regular one, and she got scammed. So
yeah, card
it's
reader.
Important that people, the card a, reader, yeah.
A fake call reader glued onto a real call reader, card reader. Yeah. That's a shame. That's a shame. But these things do happen, don't they?
They sure do. But see, I mean, and the more this happens, the more they're like, yeah, I want a CBDC, and we need to take the mark, and we need to, you know, have biometric. And whenever I've been at places and like, yeah, we just want to get your thumbprint and things like that, it's like Wells Fargo is notorious. If you want to go cash a check, they want your thumbprint. It's like, you know, I'm not even, you know, I don't even want to take checks from people, you know, who want to have oppressive banks like that. That's how bad it is when when banking.
Well, here's what you do, Leon. You keep a bandage handy in that mm-hmm. event, and just apply that bandage to your thumb before you give the thumbprint. I've done this, by the way, in case you don't know. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. I got kind of a funny thing. What happened yesterday, a man plowed in with a U-Haul, plowed into one of the barriers in Washington. And guess what happened? His Nazi flag happened to fly out of his truck, and it perfectly landed for a photo op. So you can see the U-Haul truck and the Nazi flag.
Right. That's been in the news this morning. You're right.
That's a sigh app, if ever.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This flag just came out like that.
Anything else, Laura?
I had a website, but it's on Robert Rivero's website. It's got all of Biden's and his son's, all their things that they've done and the laws they've broken. I guess it's too early in the morning for me to think of it.
To think of Michael Rivero's website?
Just on his website. He put it on there.
Okay.
The Reckoning. That's it. TheReckoningGuide.com. I knew it would come to me. TheReckoningGuide.com.
Okay.
It's 25 pages of all the laws that's been broken by the Biden and his family.
I wonder how much, in that competition, how many laws have been broken by the Clintons? Who has a longer, you know, how thick is their book? Is it 85 pages? Is it a volume or multiple volumes?
Yeah, that would be, that'd be a real contest, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The Colonel Douglas McGregor has been doing a great job analyzing what's going on in Ukraine from his perspective as a full-bird colonel that is, you know, very knowledgeable about these things, going into the tactics, the logistics, the strategies used by both sides. But what's going to come down to is logistics, where he describes Russia as, quote-unquote, having a mountain of ammunition. It's hard to defeat an enemy that has a mountain of ammunition, isn't it, Leon, when you don't?
Exactly. I've read and I've heard from others that we have a week if we had to defend ourselves from a two-front war, one whole week. We've shipped over how many millions of pounds of, you know, 155 and all of the big stuff over there, and we go down the list of all the missiles and high-tech that's been already sent over there. So, yes. If you have a mountain and the other people have a molehill, they just have to wait you out. You can shoot as much as you want, and it doesn't matter the difference, the disparity in technology. I've heard of
you've heard the term "show the colors" before, haven't you? Show the colors.
Show the colors.
Yeah. Well, when I was in Vietnam, I was stationed at the largest city in the Mekong Delta, Can Tho. And the 9th Infantry Division, 9th U.S. Infantry Division, had two 155 self-propelled howitzers. And on the barrel of each, one said Destruction 1, the other said Destruction 2. And they would parade these things through the main streets of Can Tho once every few months just as a show of force. Civilians will look at these and think it's a tank. To a civilian, it looks like a tank, but these are self-propelled howitzers, and they're marvelous weapons that have, I'm not sure how far they can shoot a shell accurately, but something like 15, 16 miles. We have a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to find out what the oil of the week is.
P
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer, and I'm really happy to be able to help people to get access to these oils. And we are with Leon Green, who I regard as an expert in these oils. I think he must have read every volume of Modern Essentials cover to cover with the knowledge that he has. Leon, what would be the oil of the week, sir?
Yes, sir. It's called a blend that's exclusive to doTERRA. Excuse me. It's called Adaptive. Adaptive, and so it's a calming blend, and the ingredients are wild orange, lavender, copaiba, spearmint, magnolia, rosemary, neroli, sweet gum, and the way it's described is it's sweet, citrusy, and floral. The primary benefits will increase the feelings of tranquility. It soothes and uplifts your mood and provides a calming and relaxing aroma. And so I use it daily when I wake up in the morning, along with Balance, along with the Adaptive and the other three oils, which are frankincense, on garden lemon. And so the way you can use it is you can do it aromatically, topically, or you can use use it neat, which means you don't have to dilute it. You mix 3 or 4 drops in Epsom salts, and you can take a bath and do it that way. You can. I just do it to my neck. Can also use it as a clone at the same time, and you can use it in massage. You can diffuse it for a calm and centered mindset. And you can also just touch it to your nose and let that become your nose become the diffuser. And so it is, I find it's very effective in calming. So with all the stresses that are happening and the crazy amounts of false flags and, you know, transgender attacks, something like this is very good to have it to keep you centered, knowing that, hey, the Lord is always on the throne, and it doesn't matter what happens, you can still stay focused on Him. So that's called adaptive.
All right, outstanding. If you want to get started with the essential oils, the doTERRA oils, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA section. Go there and do a little shopping. What you're looking for is the largest kit. It's Kilo India Tango. Largest kit you can afford without going into debt. We don't suggest that. If you feel moved to do so, PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months at no interest. Anyway, get that kit. That's number one. Number two, you get two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You want the fifth edition and the, let's get this straight, the 12th and 13th, or is it the 13th and 14th? 13th, 14th. 13th was the last ink on paper edition, and the 14th is a PDF you can download for the updates. The 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration doesn't allow us to say anymore. They don't want the truth getting out there. And the 13th and 14th editions have the latest oils that you can incorporate into your inventory. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait for the book, and or you'd like to become a doTERRA distributor yourself, just give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you get started. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188.
And if Leon's busy feeding the chickens, he'll leave a message. He'll get back with you. And the oils have changed my life. I use them every day. I use, instead of laundry detergent, I use Purify and lemon oil, 3 drops of each. And now, if the clothes have motor oil or something from doing heavy, greasy work, I'll use a detergent. But for usual household laundry, 3 drops of lemon, 3 drops of Purify. The laundry comes out clean and fresh smelling with no harmful chemicals. It works for me. I've been doing it for years, and I always have nice, clean, fresh-smelling laundry without the harmful chemicals and without the expense. Laundry detergent's a pretty expensive thing, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And doTERRA does have an OnGuard laundry detergent as well, and they even have dishwasher, you know, dishwashing, because they use, the chemical companies use so many phosphates, and those chemicals they put on your food, and some of them dissolve and deteriorate the plastics and even will etch the glass. So the advantage of doTERRA is we don't have that stuff. We use the oil. So and same with the clothes. Think about it. More people get contact dermatitis from putting when they use the laundry sheets, the lint sheets. I just use those as fire starters, period. If I find those things, they're cheaper. They just use the starter fire. I have no desire to have those chemicals on my body, period.
Roger that. No, I don't need that either. So check that out on my website, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be on the road to optimal health and well-being and save money. Now, my new home I moved into, there were some mold issues, and yep. I have the OnGuard going 24/7 in a very slight amount, and there's no mold in either one of these buildings anymore. It's just gone. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August at the Red Pill Expo. That's August 12th and 13th. It'll be a lot of fun. This is Ed Griffin's event that he puts on. And if you'd like to be there, you need to sign up and reserve your tickets now while you can. My Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. So go ahead and check that out. Make your purchase. You can go make your purchase using PayPal at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free online 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. My order takers won't know about the sale. Just go ahead and place your order. I do the sale price refund manually. We have with us Leon Green, and we've got a couple of callers here. Leon, looks like first we have Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
John, you had mentioned one time before that you take bitter apricot kernels daily, right, as a health regimen. If right. you still do that, can you tell me how many you take day and how you take them? Do you just pop them, chew them down, or how do you take them?
I did that for years, but now I soak them overnight in water. It makes them softer, easier to chew, easier to digest. 10 per day if you're if you don't have cancer. If you do have cancer, it's 1 apricot kernel per 10 pounds of body weight per day.
Do you spread the 10 out during the day? Do you spread them out?
No, I seed them all at the same time. So you want to keep that B17 circulating in your blood. If you want to know the whole deal, read Ed Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. You'll get a real education there, Wayne.
Okay. Thanks much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Let's see, Leon, our next caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for you, but, wow, my recollection of Mr. Griffin's book, he was, I'm pretty sure he said 17 a day. You just, right. Of the apricot seeds?
Right.
Yeah, you soak them to get soft, but I could be wrong, you know, but I just remember numbers for some reason. And I remember him saying 17 a day, and you won't get it.
Well,
cancer, that is. Anyway, but my question is about mold. I heard something, and I'm wondering if you guys are heard of it. If you put, or it's a special made paint, if you put a little copper in your paint, you've got like a natural anti-mold protection. Have you heard of anything like that?
I haven't. What form would that copper be? Copper flakes of copper?
I guess. I don't know. I sort of like heard it in passing on the radio while I was doing something else. And it
I
was
heard
just,
it myself.
You know,
have
you could
heard that,
if
Leon?
You add little copper in your paint, you've got some natural, you know, it's sort of like your doorknobs. If you got copper doorknobs, it naturally kills infections and stuff, but if you infused your paint with a little bit of copper, or maybe even silver, you know, I was just wondering if you've ever heard of it, because painting is such a big deal. You know, it's not something you do all the time.
No,
and
it's
would be a nice little way to, you know, have a little bit of protection anyway, just in the paint you're using.
Have you heard that, Leon?
I used to use copper paint on the bottom of my own personal sailboat. It was 34 feet long, and it kills barnacles. So in small quantities, copper is essential, but it is toxic. In the higher quantities, you're not going to be eating the paint flakes, so you don't have to worry about the lead issues from the 70s that the FDA and the government, EPA, said. But that won't help you behind the...
Have you heard what... Leon, did you hear what Lee Merritt said about the lead paint?
No, I know that the satellites have a hard time seeing through it.
She was just sort of questioning everything, John. And she's like, you know, she wondered really if there really was a lead paint problem, or if
was.
It was
and
that
I've
they were planning...
This.
The 5G.
I'm
sorry.
The whole thing was a fraud. There never was a lead paint issue. It was a fraud.
It would have been a natural way to block some of this radiation penetration from our, you know, all the electronics, the 5G, the smart meters, etc.
I don't know if there would be enough lead to do that. I doubt there'd be enough lead in lead paint to accomplish that.
Well, it would be a little bit of a shield, you know? So look at that. So there is copper paint that you put on the bottom of your boat, which prevented barnacles from accumulating.
Right, but
it makes me wonder... You know, if anybody knows about that, please call in and let us know. Is it for outdoor paint, indoor paint? Because it seems like a nice, simple way, especially down here in the South. I'm in Florida.
Yes.
You know.
Except for Patty. The problem with the mold is it can get behind, you know, it can go right through the spores in the paint. and it can get in, you know, into the wood studs and into the and into the drywall and all that. And that the advantage of the it's called a diffuser, the Roma Ace, is that it actually will diffuse the oil so fine that it's actually able to pass through the paints, through the drywall, and all the way to the wood studs.
So you have to tear the whole house down. I looked up that ace thing. But, oh, my goodness, you go through the oil like crazy, right?
No, you don't. I've had it for seven months.
One bottle of On Guard lasts more than a month when I had to diffuse it.
Really? And you don't use water at all with that? No, just pure On Guard with the Ace. Right,
diffuser.
It screws on the Ace.
Yes. As a matter of fact, can I describe it, Patty?
Because most you've mentioned it in the past quickly, and I don't know if most of your listeners even understand what it is.
Yeah.
I did happen to go take a look, and it was on sale, I think, for $129. But go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah.
The cheap ones are much less than, you know, this one. I've had it. It has a limited lifetime warranty, and I've had it for 14 years. So, yeah, you can go through a lot of the cheap ones you buy, you know, at the stores.
Is the cheap one the $129 one?
No, when the cheap ones are the ones for $25.
Yeah, oh, okay. So you're talking.
I would not use those. They're very pretty toys is all they are.
Yeah, they're pretty toys, and they have, you know, they'll have lights and things like that, or you can turn them off.
Yeah.
This, you screw in the bottle, and you can adjust it. The way I have it set up is I have it on for 5 minutes, which is the least amount of time you can have it on. I mean, and then off for 20 minutes, and that's and they it will cover 100.
So it's intermittent, on five, off 20. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can see now how you could make the bottle last a month.
And I've had it last for 7 months. I even looked at it yesterday, and it still has fluid in it. I'm like, wow. So when people are dealing with, like, I had one woman down in Arizona. Her mother was in hospice care, so she's around all the people with COVID, and she was really concerned about it. I said, so in this case, don't go for the least expensive, you know, protocol.
I'd be interested in the ACE, the one you're using.
Yeah.
But thank you. That's a valuable information you just shared there, that on 5, off 20, you know, because some of the comments that I read about that, it's like, I'm going through a bottle in a day or two.
Well, you know, if
you got a severe mold problem, you might want the high setting to get rid of it.
But once the mold is medicated, I would never be able to afford the oil, you know, like that. Right. But the on 5, off 20, that makes sense.
Yes, but what John was trying to say pertains to the, if you're dealing with mold, is you can increase, you can adjust those numbers. So then, like in this case, this lady, when I had talked about the story 3 times over the last 12 years, and it's a woman that just bought a brand new house. The previous sellers lied to them, and they had black mold. And when they did the assessment, they found out it would cost $40,000 and they'd be outside their house for 2 or 3 weeks for them to demolish all the gypsum and plywood and do mold remediation.
So she
was mad as heck. So she ended up buying three of the Aroma. She bought 3 of the Aroma Ace diffusers, had them full blast on using Melaleuca and oregano and lemon. And she cranked it up, and she stayed at her sister's house for a week. And they did not have to demolish the house. You didn't have the wasted, expensive hotel bills. And it only cost
her $400. All those spores within the wall and the drywall, I guess, within everything.
So it was roughly $400 versus $40,000. So
unbelievable. Yeah. No, that's so helpful to know. Leon, thank you so much. Now I'm going to revisit it because I'm like, wow, these are expensive and I'm going to go through gazillion bottles. I wouldn't be using it to get rid of mold. I would just be using it as a, you know, a little preventative.
Yeah, well, like it's great prophylactic. You're right.
I'm in South Florida, a lot of humidity. And so, you know, it just seems like a good preventative measure.
Well, something else, another suggestion here, Patty. My heating and air conditioning system has filters, and at the beginning of each season, I'll spray On Guard on both the filters, pretty heavy, just to, because all that air has been, like, for example, if the furnace hasn't been used for a while, that air gets real stale in there, and I'll spray On Guard on the filters, so we got a good dose of On Guard circulating all through the ventilation system.
Right.
The ductwork, right.
Patty, here's another really quick story. But the VA, the VA at Fitzsimmons in Aurora, Colorado, had 850 military retirees and people living there, and they had RSV, and it was an RSV outbreak. And I went and talked to the director there.
Respiratory severe virus.
Yes, ma'am. And so what happens? We brought in. They ended up buying 18 of those RSVs for this huge building, about 7 acres with three floors, and they placed one right at the input of all the air for the entire building came in, and that one was on higher than the ones that they had at the nurses' stations. And within a week and a half, that RSV outbreak was completely eliminated. And they've been using it for decades.
Wow, amazing. So this On Guard, you mixed that, you said, with a little, what did that lady do?
Yeah.
With lemon and?
Yeah. Lemon and Melaleuca. Melaleuca is great for any fungal.
Melaleuca. Did you put the On Guard in too, or just the On Guard by itself?
No. You can mix them. That's what's good about this. Just like you can mix it with the cheap one.
Yeah, I've seen that eighth unit comes with these little blue jars.
You can put your own
drops in them before you screw it on the ACE unit.
Yes,
something
sir.
You're
going
to want is these little tiny aluminum funnels to help avoid spillage when you're
drinking. Right, you can't use a plastic funnel?
Well, they're real small, real
lemon.
Small funnels.
Yeah, tiny one.
Yeah, the challenge with using lemon with plastic is it is so effective in eliminating chemicals from the plastic that it leaches out.
An aluminum funnel would be better.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great information. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and you have a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to your roundtable, too.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Thank you, Perry.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. You know, mold is nothing to be taken lightly. My Friday guest, Dr. Huff, he grew up in a home that had mold issues. It's caused him lifelong health issues that he's still dealing with as an adult. It's nothing to be taken lightly, is it, Leanne?
Not at all. I mean, when they do autopsies on cancer victims, the propensity and the correlation and causation of mycotoxins are much higher than any of the other pathogens. So, yes, there's a direct correlation, especially with black mold specifically. So it is something not to mess with. So I agree with you.
And if you call on these commercial mold mitigation companies, they use incredibly toxic chemicals on one hand. On the other, they don't go behind the drywall into the studs. So it's not necessarily going to work. We have another caller here, Leanne. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Since Patty brought up RSV, y'all need to know that Pfizer has just come out with a vaccine against it.
Well, isn't that special? Sign me up. Where do I go get it? Right.
Well, I know the black mold, Clorox will not get rid of that. But regular mold, Clorox will, won't it?
Right.
I mean, I know it won't through all, but, you know, just on surfaces.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. Do you, Leanne?
Yeah, some of the bleach products will help, but the problem is when it becomes, you know, when it gets in you, that's the challenge. So, what you know, the chemicals can help in that regard, and sometimes the pain can help, but that's all superficial. But once it gets on your body and it's organic, then you have complications. That's why, you know, it's better just to go natural the whole way. And if you want to go with the remediation places, yeah, you're going to be demolishing rooms, and you're going to be changing light fixtures, because they're going to have to go behind the drywall. In many cases, it's cheaper for them to demolish a house and start again. That's what they did down in Katrina.
Yeah, the black mold. Yeah.
Yeah, with the black mold.
Yeah, it's much worse than ordinary mold, a black colored mold. As I recollect back when it seemed like it. Oh, all they stay in air conditioning, you know. Right. But anyway, appreciate it. I just wanted to tell
y'all.
Thanks
for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. We got our last break.
Watch out for that vaccine. Don't do it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Another thing I do with my diffuser, my ACE diffuser, Leon, I have it placed near the cold air intake for my heating and air conditioning system so that it sucks that nice on guard right into the ventilation system and then distributed through the whole house and to get the on guard everywhere. If these things didn't work, I wouldn't do it, but they work. This home I bought a year and a half ago, you had to sign a disclaimer before you, I let you in the house because of mold issues. But there's no more mold here. It's all gone.
That's awesome.
Yep. So anything else before we wrap this up here, Leon?
Well, I just got 6 goslings. I picked them up at church and took them to the event, Roby, and everyone else has their dogs. And I said, I'm going to bring in my goslings. So I brought one or two of them in there. Everybody wanted to check them out. And I found out that Travis used to breed them and used to have many of these geese, and he loves them. He said they were great for security, and they would protect his other animals. So I'm going to connect him with my friend who has them. But what I'm just saying is that the importance of having a working dog on your homestead or your working farm, it'd be very important. And during the commercials, I actually found there's 3 of them nearby that I'm going to go check out that are Anatolian Shepherds, because of the fact that, you know, I'm tired of having predator issues. And also my dogs. Dogs kill more livestock than any other animals. Pigs, hawks, everything. Raccoons. And so my dogs have been slack in that regard, and they've hurt 2 more animals. So I love my dogs, the puppies, but either they're going to get trained properly with a friend of mine who's professional, or they're going to have to go find somebody else, because I can't have them kill all my animals.
Oh, well, no. Well, my grandmother told me once these dogs get the taste of chicken blood, there's nothing you can do with them. But good luck.
Right. My friend said that you have to put them down, and I can't imagine doing that. I'd rather give them away than do that.
Well, I you can find a home where nobody's got chickens, and they'll be okay. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, give us an update next week on how that works out.
I will.
Okay. Well, any final word before we get away here, Leon?
Yep, I'm just working on the greenhouse. I'm going to be drilling some holes in these 24 railroad ties. And then remember I told you about those sucker rods. So I'm going to be ordering the plastic wrap so we can now cover it from the rain, the snow, and also protect it from all the nasties that they put in the chemtrails. So then, you know, it'll just drain off it. So then it'll truly be organic, and it'll also be protected from the high winds, and it'll extend about 2 to 4 more months of growing. And it's,
that's huge. Like, an extra 2 months of growing season is massive. That is massive.
Yes, sir. And so that's my biggest thing I'm working on now. And some of our friends are going to be coming up in mid-June. So and they want to start working on some of the things that they want to focus on, which is good. But they're only going to be here for a week. The ones from Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, we need to get together one. Well, you got a prospective date for them to be here?
Yeah, the 15th.
Okay. We'll work on that. Thank you, Lynn. We'll talk soon.
That's good. Bye.
We're top of the hour break. We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.